Opponents of the government's proposed carbon tax held a rally outside Parliament House in Canberra today. The organisers claimed a turnout of 4,000 to 5,000. Observers thought it was more like 2,000 to 3,000. Standing in front of a banner reading "Jew liar, Bob Brown's bitch," the opposition leader Tony Abbott told the rally that he did believe that humans were contributing to climate change, but he said the current debate was a matter of political honesty. The government said Mr. Abbott was associating himself with extremists. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
A few thousand protesters gathered in front of Parliament House to send a message to the government.
Take your carbon tax and shove it. Julia Gillard, you lied.
Several prominent placards at the rally also carried the slogan "Ditch the Witch." Personal attacks on the Prime Minister were a feature. She was also the focus for the National Senate leader, Barnaby Joyce.
Now we have a Prime Minister, and whether you believe in it or not, the Australian people, and even by her own admission, she lied! She lied to you!
There was strong coalition representation at the rally led by the opposition leader, Tony Abbott. But he was also keen to distance himself from those who don't believe in human-induced climate change.
There are a lot of diverse opinions about climate change, and I don't think this is about climate change. Climate change happens, mankind does make a contribution. It's important to have an intelligent response, not a stupid one.
And Tony Abbott foreshadowed the government's attacks on the protesters.
As I look out on this crowd of fine Australians, I want to say that I do not see scientific heretics. I do not see environmental vandals. I see people who want honest government. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I was delighted to hear the Prime Minister say the other day that she had learned a lot from scripture lessons. Not bear false witness.
He again called for the government to seek a mandate for the carbon tax.
Go back and have a vote, and we will accept the outcome.
Those against the tax weren't the only ones seeking to advise the parliament today. Members of the Australian Youth Climate Coalition met with the Prime Minister, opposition leader, and the Greens. The coalition's national director is Ellen Sandall.
Unfortunately, the rally today, the average age was quite high. Didn't see too many young people in the crowd, and I think that's representative of the broader community. We are the community, we are the young people out there who will be impacted by climate change and the ones who want to see a price on pollution.
One person who was at the rally is the former One Nation leader and current New South Wales Upper House candidate Pauline Hanson. The Prime Minister wasn't going to let her attendance go unnoticed as she responded to the opposition leader's first question in Parliament.
And I asked this question on behalf of the thousands of people who were gathered outside Parliament House today.
Order.
Who the Prime Minister
Order.
Would not talk to.
Order.
So I asked the Prime Minister,
Order.
Will she seek a mandate for her carbon tax before she introduces legislation into this House?
On the question of attending the rally outside Parliament House today, I'm not aware that I was invited, Mr. Speaker. But as I understand it, the Leader of the Opposition did not lack for red-headed company out at that rally, Mr. Speaker. He had a red-headed friend out at that rally, so I'm sure he would not have missed me.
It was another heated question time, and parliamentarians on both sides of the House were testing the patience of the Speaker, Harry Jenkins. In all, seven MPs were thrown out for an hour, and the Manager of Opposition Business, Christopher Pyne, was suspended for 24 hours. For its part, the government sought to highlight the views of the participants in today's rally.
You've also got climate sceptics groups, the anti-Semitic Australian League of Rights, and One Nation.
The climate change minister, Greg Combe.
The decision by the Leader of the Opposition to associate himself with the placards we saw today the messages that have been provided Order. And the groups that have participated Order. Is unbefitting a leader of a major Order. Political party in this country. And you should dissociate yourself.
The government has also announced another four groups to work on household and industry assistance. And it says Treasury is now modelling the impact of a carbon price, but it hasn't said which prices are being considered.
Naomi Woodley.